This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hanley. After being among more than 7,000 teachers nationwide nominated for a Music Educator Grammy earlier this year, Jared Cassidy, Director of Fine Arts for the Windham School District, is now one of 10 finalists for the award. This is the second year the Grammys have handed out that award, which is meant to honor music teachers who've made an impact on students' lives. Jared Cassidy joins us now in Morning Edition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jared, what's your reaction to being one of the 10 finalists for this honor? Were you surprised?
Oh, I'm so surprised. It's truly a dream come true, I guess. It's been a pretty drawn-out process, and it's a pretty involved process. And to finally have it come to this point is really, really, truly exciting. I'm overwhelmed, truly overwhelmed.
Tell us a little bit about that process.
So essentially, back in March of this past year, I had students that nominated me. A student and his mother nominated me for the Grammy Award. So that was back in March. And then what happens is I had to fill out an application process that was scored based on a weighted point system. It was an electronic survey that I had to take, essentially. They had several questions talking about different modalities for teaching and teaching philosophies. And eventually the top scorers went on to be quarterfinalists. And essentially, like, we are where we are right now in the top 10 that just got announced.
It's a little nerve-wracking right now.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
Jared, one of the criteria for the award is a teacher who has worked to maintain music education in schools. Why do you feel that's been such a challenge for schools across the country to keep the arts going? Why is it so important to keep music in schools?
I think that music, just like the other arts as well, truly allows students to express themselves and be creative and have free license, if you will, to express themselves. I think when it comes to our educational system today, there's so much pressure placed on test scores and maintaining annual year progress and things like that, that sometimes the arts tend to be kind of pushed aside to allow for more time and energy to be put in those things. Ironically, what I feel is that music education and the arts in general allow for students to be creative. If you look at our job market today, there's a lot of engineers and a lot of science-based professions that you have to be creative. You've got to be collaborative. You have to be able to work with one another in many capacities. And the music and the arts in general really, really help with that.
You've been there now about a decade in Windham?
That's correct, yeah.
What have you learned about teaching over that time that's maybe led you to change or improve your method of teaching a little bit? What gets through to students?
One thing that's really changed over the past 10 years for me is that it's become so much more of a collaborative, not that it wasn't collaborative before, but moreover, I think I keep at the root of my teaching philosophies my students and to always remain truly student-centered.
Now, if you win this award, you'll actually be going to the Grammys in L.A., which that would be exciting on its own.
But
you also get a $10,000 check. How do you plan to spend that money should you win?
Absolutely. I have not even thought about it. I think I'm just kind of like being superstitious, if you will. I'm not going to think about that too much. I know that we get $10,000 as an honorarium as well as $10,000 grant for our music program. I know what we'll do with the music, with the money, if I get that money for the music program. We're traveling to the National Band Festival this year in Indianapolis for our Music for All, sponsored by Yamaha. It's a really, really outstanding, prestigious festival we got into. And so that 10 grand will help. I'm going to definitely direct that right towards those efforts, if you will, to get all the students out there in that performance this coming March.
Jared Cassidy, best of luck to you.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.